our elected officials to step up and create a dialogue with ICE and their agents and say, stop taking people from our community. This is a sanctuary state. Oregon is a safe place.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, delivered its first detainer report on people who have been arrested and are in the country illegally.
We need to continue resisting, and that we need to change.
What is going on has already been going on in Portland and this country.
Multnomah County is responding to reports that immigration officials have been detaining people at the local courthouse in response to President Trump.
In a written statement issued Tuesday, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said ICE officers had arrested more than 680 people in the Los Angeles, Chicago, Atlanta, San Antonio, and New York City areas of responsibility. Ramirez is the first known case of a person with legal status targeted in the new wave of immigration sweeps.
You know, we're all trying to piece together what's happening. We've heard lots of stories.
I think we know that what happened over this past weekend and the end of last week here in Austin was not routine at all.
ICE is dependent on non-state and federal operatives, including citizens, to strengthen the criminal and civil fields of new and existing immigration laws.
Trump is demanding the power to federalize your local police.
En los últimos años ha habido un ataque contra la comunidad indocumentada, inmigrantes y refugiados, ¿verdad? For so many years, there's been such an attack on our communities, our undocumented community, our immigrant community, and our refugee community.
Security companies, off-duty officers, and those with bachelor's degrees can contract or become employed by ICE simply through applying and passing a two-week training program.
Soy un padre, soy un mentor, I'm a son, I'm a brother, and I'm also a documented immigrant. And definitely, I'm not afraid.
I want to finish my education here and be successful here in the United States.
And when we're on that bus and we see some people being abused verbally, we have the internal motivation and the best approach to start a dialogue with our community members. Because the only way things are going to change is if we don't hide and if we actually speak up. And we speak up in a respectful way and we speak up with the truth.
We are the future of this country, every Latino.
Late Monday afternoon, supporters and families gathered along a major road in Woodward, Oregon, to demand Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, leave the state of Oregon entirely. This came on the same day that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security issued a report detailing a considerable list of U.S. counties that failed to comply with ICE detainers. A detainer is a formal statement requesting that a stated list of individuals be identified and turned over to ICE for deportation. Though local and state authorities have thus far refrained from honoring ICE detainers, Multnomah County Sheriff's Department recently came under fire for proactively supplying requested information underhandedly to federal agents. Behind Franklin County, New York State is Washington County, Oregon, ranked 7th in least cooperative counties in the country, according to the ICE report, which measured just a week-long period in late January and early February. KBOO's Kanan Schlesinger was at Monday's ICE Out of Oregon rally, which was organized by local organizations Millennio and Hispanic Voice for Community Change.
Latino and immigrant communities are being targeted, labeled, generalized, and blamed for almost everything happening in today's society. We need to stand up and fight.
Like many of us DACA recipients, I was brought to the United States of America at an early age due to lack of opportunities in my place of birth. I want to continue my education and get my master's in accounting. However, right now, I am uncertain of how life will be for me in the future. Will all my sacrifices and accomplishments be diminished by discrimination and hatred? Also, I'm not a U.S. citizen. I care for this country as if it was my place of birth. I've been here most of my life, and I do not see myself living anywhere else. The United States of America is my home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I want y'all to ask yourself, after this rally, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to protect the undocumented community? What are you going to do to fight these systems of oppression? Are you ready to put your body in between ICE and your undocumented neighbors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll never be divided. The people united will never be divided.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nayla Galicia. I'm a freshman at the Woodburn High School, WASP.
My name's Jose Gonzalez. I'm a senior here at the Woodburn High School.
So what motivated y'all to be here today?
case to speak. What motivated me is because I love speaking out for other people, especially students. I love speaking so much that actually I got the opportunity this year to be the Woodburn School District student representative, so I represent all students, and I love giving everyone a voice, especially when it comes to compassion and love.
What made me come out here and stand up for other people is because my parents were immigrants. They came here, and so that's something powerful that I know not a lot of them would come out here because of the fear that something can go wrong or something can happen, but I'm here to stand up for them so they can know that they're not alone.
What about you two right now? Are you experiencing fear just being out here and being out and about, or do you try to not let the fear keep you cooped up at home?
Honestly, the fear is here. There's supposed to be way more students. Several students canceled out because they heard that there was going to be police officers here. I'm pretty sure they're here for our support, mostly. They're here to make sure there's nothing bad happening, but still, just the fact that there's police officers around does give fear to other people. I honestly don't care. If I were to get deported today, then so be it. I just want my voice to be heard to know others that they're not alone. There's other stories out there, and they shouldn't be afraid.
Actually, I am not feared, but I know that there's a lot of people that do have fear. Like, my parents didn't want to come out here because of the fear that something can go wrong. But I don't fear anything because I know that we haven't done nothing wrong. We know that doing this is, for some people, may be right, for some others won't. And for me, it's something powerful, something that our community is united and won't be divided.
Se siente, el pueblo está presente, se ve.